Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, throughout the pandemic, many people in Ireland have started up their own business with the hope of contributing to positive social change in their communities. Support organisation Social Impact Ireland say they've seen a spike in the number of new social enterprises that are setting up businesses over the last year. So, has the pandemic led to a boost for social enterprises? Well, Drive Time's reporter Della Kilroy has today been hearing from some of Ireland's best social entrepreneurs.
Prior to COVID, I was working in preschools and Montessori's, teaching the little fitness program. An opportunity arose where I saw a gap with vulnerable children who are living in emergency accommodation.
That's mum of two, Sinead Ryan, founder of Little Fitness. During the pandemic, she's developed her social enterprise, hoping to bring her fitness and education programs to children living in emergency accommodation.
The program brings the children on a fitness journey, learning skills and muscles and also using teams. But for these children who are experiencing homelessness, sometimes being accessible to activities within the community, they mightn't be able to access them. So having the Little Fitness program attend the service is offering them a breakout from their day-to-day and obviously bringing on their social skills and working together as a group.
How has this idea developed throughout the pandemic?
So I suppose, unfortunately, with the restrictions, I wasn't able to teach the classes, but I wasn't able to engage with management and services. For them to see the need was a really positive. We have this light of the 26th of April that we will be able to teach outdoors. It means I'll be able to get in, and we're planning to hopefully get the classes up and running.
With the pandemic highlighting areas of inequality across Ireland, Social Impact Ireland has noted an increased demand for their incubator programmes for social entrepreneurs. Pauline Gannon is co-founder of the organisation.
So in the last year, we've seen the interest in social enterprise at least double, if not triple. We've seen a huge interest in local communities. So people working remotely has meant that they're living more within their towns and their cities. They've become more aware of what's on offer, what the shortcomings are. I think people are looking to what's going to happen after COVID. You know, what type of a world do we want to live in? We're seeing social entrepreneurs coming from all angles. You know, it's everything from vulnerable groups. The environment is becoming more and more important, you know, looking at underprivileged areas overall. Mental health is becoming really, really big. You know, they're all up there top on people's agendas and the work that they want to do and the work they want to get involved in.
The government has allocated €800,000 in funding into a social enterprise regeneration programme to help social enterprises recover from the pandemic. What role do you think social enterprises could play in terms of Ireland's recovery?
I think social enterprises there is really paving the pathway forward for a better, stronger social economy in Ireland that will 100% bring us right up the ranks on a European level, on a par with the best of the European countries out there doing the same.
69-year-old Martin Forrest from Cork has been working on FitStick, a home-based fitness programme that incorporates a walking stick.
A year and a half ago, I had an accident and then I had a full hip replacement. And I was thinking, okay, right, I have a whole collection of walking sticks, different kind of sticks. So I started to draw on all my experience in other wellness. And I said, okay, I can put together a program for balance mobility with this as well. So it started really from just baby steps. But then I started giving it more thought and little catchphrases. One of them is a happy mind, healthy body. Plus with the lockdown and people getting stuck. So then I started developing that more and more. And it's great for social distancing. just bringing the sticks so people stay away from you.
You've been providing weekly classes on Zoom throughout the pandemic. What are your plans for when the restrictions are lifted?
Now, I don't particularly like online. You know, I think we're great people for interacting. But my bigger plan is to make it available to communities anyway. But then there'll be like more of a business partner where it'll be franchised for the international market, specifically America. You know, that's where I'll be going more business-wise with that later on, over to Florida.
For Miriam Spolin, she's about to launch Connections Art Centre, hoping to provide easily accessible online arts and lifestyle programmes for adults with disabilities.
So I was just finishing a postgrad in Trinity and, yeah, COVID hit. And at the time, I was developing a business plan for an art centre, an inclusive art centre, with a physical and blended option. But obviously with COVID, I pivoted. And yeah, I'm delighted to say I'm launching actually next Monday. So what we do is we provide accessible online arts and lifestyle programmes for adults with disabilities and the wider disability community, designed and led based on the needs of the participants. And they are hosted by experienced facilitators. Live online programmes, so we have art, music, yoga and pet care classes starting next week. The learning from COVID and the positive is that we realise we can support them online, you know, and that's where Connections comes in. We're going to be here to support them after COVID.
And that was Miriam Spallin, who is founder of Connections Arts Centre, ending that report from Della Kilroy.